everyone, this is Amber. The Warren of Petal Grove is a streamed actual play that can be watched live on twitch.tv/geekspective. For those who cannot watch live, the VODs are available on Geekspective's YouTube channel. Hello. We're live.
Yay.
At least one of us is.
Sorry.
No, I get it. You don't find me funny. I can go.
No, I want you here.
Thank you.
I want all of you here. Hi. Welcome to the second session of the Warren of Petal Grove. We're back. And first order of business, I would like to point to our overlay because now we have beautiful bunnies.
So good.
They're so good. I believe at, I'm saying, did the art, some fan art of all of our rabbit friends, and I was kind enough to let me pay them to put them on the overlay, because pay your artists.
Yes.
If you're going to use art, you better pay for it. So I'm super happy. They're so cute.
They're beautiful and perfect, and like literally could not have nailed the depictions of it of
so
us better.
Good. Yeah,
too good. Like it, literally, what I saw as you guys were describing your rabbits last time. How are you guys doing? Have we found out a better way to ask that question?
Are we supposed to not ask that question? Is that what you're talking about?
Like I see
don't
a lot
ask
of people
how they're doing because yeah. Evidently it's offensive because everyone's doing poorly and you're just bringing up that everyone. I describe myself as
exceptions.
A decomposing hot dog today, so like that's.
Hey, I've achieved that level of optimism during cataclysm. You know what I mean? Like you know, like okay. The cracks, the fissures in the ground are happening as I'm just like. Walk into the 7-Eleven, you know, I got my headphones on, I see them, but I'm stepping over them.
No, that part in like comedy apocalypse movies where they're like in Shaun of the Dead or wherever, where they're just walking and ignoring that there's zombies and shit. I'd never thought that was realistic until now.
Yeah.
Where you're like, well, actually, like, just let me have this one good thing.
Mm-hmm. Just let me get a Cornetto. That's all I asked for.
I feel the same way. I think I've gotten to the point where it's like, I've accepted the situation. I don't know. I'm not accepted. I've acknowledged the situation, but whatever. I'm just going to keep playing games and trying to have fun and play bunnies. All right. Well, bunny time. All right. Opening scene outside of the Warren. The sun is rising and the camera travels up a tree to where a small songbird is sitting on a branch. And it flutters its wings, takes off, mid-flight, begins to sing. Oh, it's a beautiful morning to sing a song. I really hope that nothing goes. And then a blur that is a hawk smashes into it, and a cloud of feathers is left behind, suspended in air. We see the hawk fly off. And then follow the feathers as they float down to the ground where we see five rabbits standing in the grass. Stump, a large, squat, bulky brown rabbit, is looking feverishly all around them. Where'd it go? Did y'all see it? We have to find it.
The hawk?
No, the eyes. We saw them in the hallway, remember? I got it. We got to find those eyes.
Now we're not really sure those were eyes now. Can we all collectively agree that those are eyes and not perhaps a luminous gas that was being released from the ground and lit on fire by some light spectacle?
It certainly looked like a pair of eyes and a ghostly rabbit.
What if it was just like pretty shiny moving earrings that aren't scary? Looks over at Garlic, like definitely not scary.
Oh, like a collection of emeralds that'll buy us a fortune of things.
Yeah.
It could be on any one of those things, as much as a pair of eyes.
Those are all very charming fantasies, yes.
I swear, their eyes, this is like the second time I've seen them. I am going to go and find them. And then he'll just, like, take off.
Oh, he's so fast.
And not well equipped with the buddy system. So that's on him.
Well,
no, that's on us.
It is?
We were his buddies.
And we were?
We do have an obligation.
Okay.
Okay.
I will also try and go very, very speedily after our friend Stump so that he doesn't, I don't know, get lost and die.
Okay. So yeah, he's just booking it through the grass. Question for Squeak. What types of like predators has Squeak fought or escaped from or like had to deal with in Petalgrove?
So Squeak is the sort of rabbit that's kind of all bark and no bite. So I don't know if Squeak has ever fought anything.
Okay.
But he's really good at boasting about the future fighting that he's going to be doing. So okay. In terms of fighting, maybe one time a thorn got stuck, a vine got stuck in his coat, and he fought that off pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Intimidating.
Uh-huh. Was it told to anybody else as it was a thorn, or is he a hyperbolic bunny?
I don't think he lies. He doesn't necessarily lie about the stuff he's done in the past. He's just always boasting about the things he's going to do in the future.
Stump is bolted off and is kind of like every once in a while stopping, sniffing, staying alert, trying to stay alive, you know, and he'll just stop and turn back and face Squeak. You know, I was thinking, I feel like those eyes are trying to tell us something. I've convinced myself that we have to find them. They hold all the answers. I can feel it in my heart.
Muscly heart.
You know, I think that I agree with you, and we should definitely find them and then maybe pummel them. Yeah.
Yeah. Pummel them. No, wait. Maybe. I don't know. Pummel them?
Yeah. I mean, they've been scaring people. That's mean.
True. And I haven't been scared of them, but yeah.
And a lot of rabbits are missing, which is
concerning.
Yeah. So, I mean, we could ask them if they're why the rabbits are missing and then pummel them.
Sounds
or like vice versa.
Ask questions first, pummel later.
First, okay. We got to catch them. So,
right. And just to let the three of you that got left behind,
I think we're
they're both not that far away from you. Like, yeah. they bolted forward, but they're not that far away from you.
Yeah, I think we're bringing up the rear.
Yeah.
We're just not the charge blindly ahead types here, the three of us. To that end, Amber, may I pay attention?
Yes.
Since we are exposed and outside and it's you know, daylight.
Yep. Please do. It's 2d6 plus your...
Plus shrewd. So I get a 9.
Okay. Yep. So you get to ask... you can hold one, and then you could ask whenever. And then also to let note that when I tell you what your senses reveal, you can take +1 forward when acting on those answers.
So as we're heading off in this whatever direction we're heading into... what is the greatest danger to me?
How does Nettle, what senses is Nettle using right now?
I think I'm listening. I'm like tuning out all this talking that's happening.
Yeah.
And kind of, yeah, like you see Nettle's ears kind of like twitching and reorienting, to take in the sounds. Cause I'm worried about predators, of course.
Of course. For you, what you're sensing and what you hear as the audio like murmurs back to what they're talking, you hear the whoosh of wings above you guys.
And so, yeah, I think the rest of you see Nettle kind of go still, like very, very, very still. Their ears twitch a little bit. And then they just say, I think there's a hawk.
There what?
Yeah, definitely a hawk. So a little songbird got eaten up there. It wasn't coming for us.
When you say there's a hawk, I think there's like the freeze, the immediate like in whatever conversation that Squeak was having with Stump. And then the frantic like look around for cover. Is there cover?
So as you look around behind you, not too far, you know, there's the worn hole, but also not too far off, like equidistant, is a like row of the blackberry bushes that you guys have been harvesting from.
Kind of hungry, so snack and hide.
What does a hawk sound like? I'm not gonna scream it in your guys' ears.
Something like caca.
I think most raptors make like a high pitched, you know, just like
yeah.
Can I bolt for the blackberry bushes?
Yeah. Oh yes, yes. So yes, all of you can make a bolt check to run to the blackberry bushes.
Swift.
It's a swift. Roll plus. Okay.
Oh, baby. Yes, 12.
Nice.
Holy moly.
This is the one thing that garlic can do.
Wait, let me double check if I have any negatives to Swift. I have a minus one, so a 9.
Okay.
I also got a 9.
Yeah. Okay.
So despite having the benefit of having paid attention, I only rolled a 5 and I have Swift 0, so I get a 6.
Oh my God.
Oh, buddy.
No. Yeah. So how this happens is garlic just shoots off like a lightning bolt straight for the blackberry bushes. Just makes it perfectly. For 7 to 9s, you run fast enough, but you have to choose one of the following. You don't end up exactly where you intended. It takes more out of you than you would have thought. Take minus one forward. It's much closer than you care for. Take plus one panic. Masood and Blue Jay get to choose one of those three.
I'll take the minus one forward because Daffodil is also, he's old. He's an old rabbit. He hasn't really been out and about in a while. Like his work is in the graveyards, like digging, using his like big paws. He's been there for a while. He knows that work, but like sprinting, like that takes a lot out of him. And so I think like he's booking it and like huffing it, and like he gets there and just y'all just give me a moment. No, maybe.
Oh my God, you're dying. Oh my
okay,
God.
The proper way I want to be buried is if you've got to just give me a moment. Okay.
Okay.
I'll tell you in a moment. Okay.
Okay.
So Amber, remind me again what happens when you reach full panic.
So what happens when you reach full panic, let me get to my area in my notes. One of your rabbit instincts takes hold, either fight, flight, or fright. Flight is you run blindly until you're alone, or you flee until unconscious.
Okay.
Fight, you flail wildly, kicking and biting any nearby, or you see red and attack regardless of consequence.
Okay.
Or fright, you freeze, unable to move or even cry out, or you scream uncontrollably.
Okay, so I'm definitely going to take the plus one panic, and now I'm at 5 out of 5 panic.
Okay. So please tell me which one of your instincts takes hold for Squeak.
So it is all that happens with Nettle that they just don't run fast enough before I narrate whatever I'm doing.
Sure.
I just wanna...
So we can talk about that. So typically the GM would choose for you fight, flight or fright, but I want to do what's right for the story. So I'll let you, Squeak, choose that. As for Nettle, what's going to happen with Nettle on a fail is that the hawk is going to come down and start trying to grab at them. So that's kind of what's happening. Right now, like Squeak is like rearing back to like start going, but then something happens to them, and then the hawk is now descending upon Nettle.
I mean, if there's a thing to fight around and I'm panicky and lashing out, I would like to do the fight if that's possible.
Sure. So would you like to describe what happens?
Okay, so I see we hear about that there's a hawk. There's that high-pitched like sound of a hawk, and then garlic just goes off, right? Just fast as the wind, and Daffodil's not far behind. And Squeak had kind of frozen when there was there's a hawk, and was looking like, what do I do? And then I see the shadow of the winged predator, and like his heartbeat was already like going like crazy fast, but that shadow was kind of like the last straw. And probably driven by the competitive nature of our previous engagements with Stump, there's the like, okay, all right, now's the time when I prove myself, all right, let's go. Squeak just starts like leaping into the air with his massive legs and just like batting, and then, you know, falling to the ground, and then just like again like leaping up and just trying to whack at whatever's just jumping instead of running, just jumping as high as they can.
The hawk was not expecting that at all, and so like all of a sudden there's this large jackrabbit just like punching and beating at the air, and it's like confused and it's like flying a little bit backwards, kind of panicked itself. So I think Nettle, you are able to get to the blackberry bush as Squeak is just batting off this hawk, just freaking it out. And then Squeak, when you calm down, what would you go off and run to the blackberry bush?
Is there like a time at which, like, is there a mechanic for like you calm down after a certain amount of time? Like, how do I come out of my panic?
So that's an interesting thing. It's like in this panic, you're fighting and punching and everything. And if the hawk goes away, which it will after a second, because it's just like, whoa, okay, what the hell? There is ways to reduce your panic. Either characters' moves have it. Like, I think Garlic has a move that can reduce another character's panic. So that's a help hinder. Is an actual move that they can do. If you don't get any help, you're at everyone's mercy. You eventually regain your wits on your own, and the situation changes. So the situation changes. The hawk is flown off. You can now kind of regain yourself.
So I think what Squeak does is like he's still jumping up and down, but now that he's like out of his panicked fight and more into just like regular fight, he's yelling like, yeah, that's right. You're scared of me. I'm the best. I just scared a hawk. Oh my God. And just like, holy crap. Yeah. And just jumping really loud. But now he's talking and yelling and like sounding pretty proud of himself for scaring off a hawk.
Nettle, are you all right?
Yeah. And Nettle is like scratched up by the hawk's talons, because like they almost got taken away by this hawk. And, so yeah, I think Nettle is just like, has gone very, very quiet and very, very still, and is like under the blackberry bush, just like hugging themselves and like shuddering, and like has curled into like the tightest, tiniest fetal position that they can.
Come on there, bud. Yeah, you're all right. We're all right. We all made it.
Yeah.
Did we?
Squeak, come on now. Get into safety over here.
I don't need to get anywhere. I'm the best. Even hawks are afraid of me.
Okay,
I could beat them up.
Squeak, Nettle almost died, and then you almost died extra due to you believing that you could take out a whole hog by yourself, which I'm not telling you that you can't, but I'm saying is yet to be seen whether you can or you cannot, and I don't want to find out at all. So maybe if you could come back into that bush, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, so after you know, the moment passes, Squeak like looks back at everybody and sees that Nettle is just in this tiny little ball of scare. And so that would calm Squeak down a little bit more. And he stops jumping so high and kind of like hops over to the blackberry bush and is like, are you okay?
It'll kind of like snaps at you and is just like, of course I'm not okay. Neela got eaten by that hawk. And I was the one that spotted it. Saved all of you. And they like kind of like point at each of you, like, ran off without me. Just like scowl.
I protected you.
You're right.
To be fair, I thought y'all would be more spry than me. And
well, I should have been quicker, I suppose.
No, that's not, you're right. The operative lesson is we have a buddy system, we stick together as buddies.
Don't worry, Nettle. I'll never let a hawk grab you from the ground if I could help it.
Well, you're lucky to be alive, too. Stupid. They just, like, shake their head and turn their back on you. Like, they're not grateful at all.
Did you see me out there, Garlic? Scared the hawk away.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you did. But also, I saw someone going out there and almost dying because they thought they could fight a hawk. So it was like, I saw you being very cool, but I also saw you almost dying. And so it's a sort of duality of both being very impressed and being very angry that you did that all at once.
You want me to not fight a hawk and protect our friends next time?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm very happy Nettle is okay. I would just like to avoid the situation.
Now, Squeak brings up a good plan, though, is that we don't have a plan. We're out here in this different area that we don't know, danger all around us. We have to have Martian orders. We have to have some sort of strategy for some dangers that come our way. Like, whatever it is that we saw that we're chasing.
I have a question for Nettle. Mm-hmm. Nettle, do you have any other animals outside of rabbits and warrens that you know of or talk to or have, I don't know, made friends with?
Maybe. I mean, so I didn't like take the character move where that's a thing.
Yeah, sure.
But I think Nettle's probably spoken with, has like gossiped with different animals, maybe some squirrels. Maybe mm-hmm. a mole or two
hedgehog
in their day. Yeah, something. You know, like, okay. is worldly in a like sense of talking to people more so than worldly in like the way that Squeak might be of like being rangy and going on adventures. But Nettle is very curious about other people, sure, and their experiences.
Got it. Before I do anything, did you guys want to take time mechanically to manage any panic? Or are we going to barrel forward?
I think that Garlic has effectively talked to both Squeak and Nettle about their worries.
Yes, you have.
And so if either of you are close, I can take like 3 panic total from everyone. So we just got to arrange it how we'd like it.
Do I stay at 5 or do I go back to 0 once I've had my chaotic mess?
I think you stay at 5. Until somebody helps you reduce it. But let me double check to make sure. Yeah, it's until unless a help and hinder. Yep.
Okay, so I could use some talking down. I'm still ready to go fight a hawk, you know?
Yeah. Or run is forever. Nettle good on panic, or is Nettle up there as well?
Yeah, Amber, unless I missed it, I don't think I took any.
No, you didn't. I should have made you resist panic, actually. If you want to, like, we retroactively, yeah, like, it just hits you now, the realization.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So
that's what actually happens to me. Like, 6 days later, I'll be like,
oh, wait, I should be panicking now. I call it, like, post-anxiety.
Yeah, where you just recall all the things that could have gone wrong in a situation. So I get a 7. I rolled a 6 and I have a +1.
Okay, so you managed to keep it together and take 1 mm-hmm. panic. Got it.
Yeah. So I'm at 1 out of 6.
Oh, you're still.
Nettle is a pretty steady rabbit. Yeah. You know, they're not brave, but they're not. They avoid panic because panic is itself a risk to their safety.
Cool. I'll take 2 panic from you, my sweet, sweet friend Squeak. Bringing me up to 3 out of 5 and you down to 3 out of 5 as well?
Yep, I'm at 3 out of 5 now.
Cool.
Balanced each other out.
We've spread the panic.
Yep. Okay, so yeah, so you guys are under this blackberry bush. There are blackberries hanging on vines in these brambles. They smell wonderful. They are enticing. As you are talking and like calming each other down and trying to figure out a plan, a noise is heard. You guys all look behind you or somewhere in the brambles, and a pretty roly-poly-ish looking hedgehog is walking out. His little paws are stained in blackberry juice. I like Garlic's reaction right now. Like,
so spiky.
Its little paws are stained in blackberry juice, and its little nuzzle is also stained in blackberry juice. Nettle, you know this is, I'm trying to go with a nature name, but the first name that popped in my head is like Mervin.
Yeah, the name that jumped to my mind was Huxtable, the hedgehog. Like, I'm just thinking like, yeah, they have like fancy names.
Mervin,
yeah,
Huxtable, like Mervin. Sounds like a great name.
Yeah, Mervin.
Huxtable, Mervin Huxtable, the hedgehog, rolls kind of like lazily out, and says, "Oh, hello, Nettle." Just eating blackberry juice, and you can see the blackberry juice is like running down as like fur, and his stomach is distended.
Having heard your characterization of Mervin, I immediately have formed my opinion of him. Great, thank you.
Yeah.
And so Nettle is just like,
the blackberry juice, I'm just like, my stomach gurgles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Nettle just sighs like, oh, bad to worse. Yes. Hi, Mervin. Hello. Yes.
Oh, gosh. These blackberries are so delicious. Oh, man. Why weren't you here to stop me from eating so many?
Well, I was nearly eaten myself. And anyways, they like look around, you taking all the ones within reach, greedy. Come on, Mervin, we talked about this. You need to control yourself.
Well, it's just gonna go to waste if nobody else eats them.
Oh. We eat them! That's us!
No one
us.
Will get to eat them if you, yeah, garlic is right.
Oh, well, I would apologize, but I'm not sorry.
Oh, come on now, we all love blackberries.
This is true, this is true. You guys seem to have been taking a lot more lately. What's up with that?
Oh, we have a new leader who has plans for the future and stuff.
Oh, a new leader. Interesting, interesting. Nettle, you didn't tell me.
Well, let's give you all of our dirty little secrets now, do I?
Well, you know, some secrets can be traded for other secrets.
Well, it just so happens that I have a choice little bit of information that you might be interested in, and I'm sure you can help us in exchange.
Oh, I'm listening.
And so this is where I do the, like, the big reveal of, like, ghosts.
One word, ghosts.
Oh, no. Come on now, son. He ain't gonna believe that.
Ghosts? I believe you. 100%. Okay.
And Nettle just looks back at Daffodil like, take the L, man.
All right. Like, Daffodil says to try to get some blackberry. Like, I want none of this conversation. And he, like, walks away to try to, like, get some blackberries from the higher edges of the bushes, since Mervin here has helped himself.
Yeah. Our Warren has been plagued by a haunting of spirits. And we believe, and like Nettle kind of indicates, the, you know, all this group, me and my team of investigators here believe that these spirits are those of perhaps deceased rabbits from our own warren or from another nearby.
Oh.
Leading us into the night, tempting us into danger.
Oh, how mysterious. Well, not too far from here, I think you'll find something interesting. Out of character content warning, animal death. I'm just letting everybody know so they don't get surprised. So Mervin will roll himself onto his four paws and goes over his shoulder, follow me, and starts waddling off into the brambles of the blackberry bush. And eventually he'll lead you to an area that's not too far from the outside of the bushes, where there is a prone rabbit body.
A friend?
Squeak, do you describe Digger?
Digger was so good and brave and good at digging. Like, he really was a father figure to me. He was really brown and then like extra brown because of all the dirt. And he was also a jackrabbit because they have the best, diggiest paws, very strong leggies. And he had a little nick in one of his ears from where he fought a weasel or something one time, and it bit him, but he never stopped telling the story about how he got away. So there's a little nip in one of his ears.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right there.
Yeah. Well, he was here. Yeah. Found this guy. not too long ago today.
Squeak, like, puts his front paws, like, over his face and lets out this, like, squeaking noise and then buries his face in Garlic's fur.
Garlic is trying to, like, mm-hmm. not panic while reassuring.
Is seeing a deceased rabbit something that would cause Garlic to... Okay, so let's
yes. panic. Okay. All right. Oh, my little rainbow D6s, please. Please do me justice. Okay, plus steady. I have a zero in steady, so it's just going to be how good this roll is. That's a four.
You take a one panic, plus one panic.
Thank you.
Cower, hesitate, or flee. What narratively makes sense for your character?
I don't know that Garlic would leave the cover of the blackberry bush, so I don't know if flee is the right call. But I think we can both do a cower and a hesitate mm-hmm. kind of at the same time, where Garlic's like, you know what, I'm just going to go back to by the edge of the blackberry bush where everyone was hanging out and there wasn't a corpse, and I'll make sure that the hawk doesn't come back. Bye!
And
the Garlic just disappears. It's just a white fluff. Just a small little patch of fur was where Garlic used to stand.
I think on like Garlic's way out, you see Daffodil kind of like hop in, armful of like blackberries they had gotten for the group. And he says, wait, you don't want to... And then he looks forward and sees what Squeak is now just crying there alone. And Nettle kind of gazing and sees the corpse and hops forward, hands the blackberries to Nettle, and then just starts digging. And so I'm going to use one of my senses, dull and keen. This is my special move. One of my senses is dull, but the other is supernaturally keen to compensate. You can never pay attention with the dull one, but I can treat a +7 as a +10 with the keen one. And I want to like dig using my sense of touch, since he has no sense of taste. It's the trade-off. But he's like, this is his thing. He digs, he digs rips.
I was going to ask, how does this Petal Grove deal with the dead? Like, you're the grave digger. What usually is the protocol?
I think it's hard. I think when to bury a rabbit requires you to have the ability to get the body. Mm-hmm. And so I think being in the warren when someone dies, there's a bit of ceremony that happens around it to actually be able to bury someone. Because oftentimes I think you're left for the predators. And so I think here, like, it's really special to him, and like to see what's happening, to like just like, Digger's not gonna rot. I think that's like the main ethos that he kind of carries.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're digging. Okay.
I should have said that all after I rolled, because now if it's shit, it's like, it's so bad.
This is the mindset that the Daffodil's going into.
Okay, well, you know what? Thankfully, I got a 9, but I treat a 7+ as a 10+. So nice. We're good.
So you up-earth some dirt? Is that
It's what dig allows me to do.
Oh, is
I roll a strong... Oh, I had a +2, so I didn't actually need it. I got an 11. You scratch out a simple burrow, or otherwise quickly... So I think like instead of a simple burrow, it's like a good grave.
A grave.
Yeah. A grave.
Guys, see Daffodil start scooping out the earth. Nettle, what's been your reaction to all of this?
Nettle is weirdly dispassionate when faced with a corpse of another rabbit. It's just like, I think Nettle is the kind of rabbit that would just always be like, well, better you than me. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the game of survival, right? So so they just like look at Digger laying there, and there's maybe even like a morbid curiosity given the context of like, well, what happened? Like, why didn't whatever killed Digger eat them? And so I was wondering if maybe I could innovate here.
Oh yeah, sure.
Amber.
Yes. Innovate for the audience is a special move that when you do something unheard of, Imagine what your actions would look like as a move, say what triggers that move, and roll. On a 7+, work with the GM to write the move. It is now a special move for the remainder of the game, and your roll stands. On a miss, it's not something rabbits can ever do, and there will certainly be consequences. So yeah, so innovate. What are you thinking?
Forensic investigation. And I don't mean that we like have the like van full of CSI dudes pull.
No. You become Batman. Yeah.
But just this idea of like, I am going to look at this body and the circumstances around it, and rather than view this as like, oh, I need to run away before whatever killed this rabbit comes back, my little bunny brain is like, what happened here? And what clues can I glean from like smelling things, looking at things?
Yes. Know, like. So I think the move would definitely be like a different level of pay attention. So it's more like investigate, I think, is what your move is actually going to be. And you would have to roll plus shrewd still.
That all seems good.
You are specifically look, I think it's same kind of goes like if you're on a 10+, you could ask me 2 questions. On a 7 to 9, you can ask me 1. So if you want to do that. Okay.
Cool. Yeah, and just maybe that the questions can be a little bit different.
Yeah. They're specifically investigative in nature. Yeah.
Okay. So then in order to innovate, I need to roll.
Yes.
Do I roll plus a stat or do I just roll 2d6?
I think it's just roll plus 2d6. It doesn't say anything about a stat.
All right. Well, let's see if Nettle can invent forensic investigation.
Here's
Holy
hoping.
Shit. I rolled a 10.
Yay! There you go.
CSI Bunny, here we come.
Wow.
Suddenly I'm wearing sunglasses ready. And then I take them off. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to my amazing players, who I'm going to list now alongside their Twitter handles. So, thank you, Masood, at MahrudeBoy, that's MahrudeBoi, BlueJ, at BlueJ_712, Katie May, at OKKatieMay, and Andrew, at Commuting Crow. You should follow them all because they are awesome, and they all do super cool things. If you've enjoyed The Warren of Petal Grove, please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts because algorithms. The Warren of Petal Grove is a show on the Geekspective Network where I host or co-host a lot of other cool podcasts, including Shapeshift, the other actual play that I run. We're currently doing a mini campaign called Book of Summer using Ryutama, and The Warren of Petal Grove is actually set on the world that my other players are playing in. So at some point, there will be crossovers. Go to geekspective.com to find it and the other shows I'm on, and you can also follow Geekspective on Twitter @Geekspective, and of course you can follow me @RocketOrica.